Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. This week, we've been sharing on a subject of holiness, and we were looking what to some might seem a very unlikely place, and that is the book of Leviticus, which seems on surface reading to pertain to all kinds of dietary restrictions and laws and sacrifices that they have no connection to our lives today. However, we find that there was a principle God was establishing through the law to His people Israel, that today we've been set free from observing the observances of the law, because it was a demonstration that no one could do it perfectly. If you offend in one portion of the law, you're guilty of the entire law. Only Jesus was able to fulfill it perfectly. But He was showing us that God expects certain things of His people. And the why He gave, for example, just those dietary restrictions was to set them apart from the nations surrounding them, that they were to be a separate people for His purposes, for His glory. And so we were looking at the reasons for holiness, that God has a sovereign claim on us because of all that He's done for us. He brought His people out of 400 years of Egyptian servitude and bondage. He's taken us out of our Egypts, out of the world where we were in bondage to the power of sin, and we didn't even know how desperate our condition was until we are saved, until we realize what God has done. He's done a perfect work. We are completely, our spirit man is born again. We're new. We are the righteousness of Christ in Jesus. That's how we appear before the Father. Once that occurs, then a work of sanctification proceeds, in which the Holy Spirit works very gently, very lovingly with each one of us. When we get saved, aren't you glad He just doesn't show you all the areas you need to shape up in, if you will, because we couldn't bear it. He works one or two things at a time. And as we learn those lessons, then He proceeds. That's the maturing process. That's how we grow to be from babes and children into mature sons and daughters of God. So what's another reason for holiness? Well, God's perfect character. In verse 45 of chapter 11, He says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." The Lord we serve is perfect in all of His ways. He's immaculate in holiness. And one of the meanings of perfect is complete and total, without fault or defect. The wholeness of His character is eternally and unchangeably complete in all of His attributes and all of His works. So because of His perfect character, because He is perfection personified, the most beautiful thing, the most excellent thing, He encompasses all of that. And our minds, we can't even lay hold of all that means. But He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good, all-loving. And another reason for holiness, and that's because of our relationship to Him. Verse 45, "I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Verse 44 says, "Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy." Why? "For I am holy." How can two walk together except they be in agreement? What communion hath light with darkness? Beloved, we are His children. And if we're truly His children, adopted children, then we are in His family. And any child has the characteristics, the training, the attributes, the manifestations in of course, a diminished form, but we are to be like Jesus without, and there a day will come that we will be, when we're with the Lord, we will be without spot, stain, or blemish. That's what the scriptures say about a bride being prepared, and she is perfect in beauty, and the Lord greatly desires her beauty. Why? Because this is a sovereign work of His Holy Spirit. Oh, beloved, God has given you the precious Holy Spirit to be with you in your life. And those things that are hard or difficult for you, or those repeated failures, the habits, the sins, the attitudes, the things you have not gotten victory over yet, He is working within you. And beloved, trust me, it's not going to be your willpower. You have no willpower to stand against sin. We're talking about the war that exists that Paul describes between the flesh and the spirit. And the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, remember Paul said, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me of the body of this death? The things I don't want to do, I do. The things I should do, I don't do. And he cries out, but he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The scriptures tell us, ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Beloved, it's just as simple. What God was demonstrating through very practical, tangible things under the old covenant, He was foreshadowing the relationship that His New Testament people would have. And of course, all the righteous ones that loved the Lord and served Him to the capacity they could. When Jesus died, He went down, He led captivity captive, and He brought them to dwell with Him in paradise. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's what holiness means, that we are as the Lord. We are seeking His attributes. We want to be like Jesus. And what's the fruit of the Spirit? Basically, what's His character? What's His personality? Well, Galatians tells us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. We are under law, beloved, in the New Testament, and it's, as I'm fond of saying, it's the perfect law of liberty. But that is not license, and there are those who go to extremes today. There are those who, because they feel grace is not sufficient to keep you, they go off into legalism. There's got to be rules. There's got to be regulations. You know, my husband grew up with that, the holiness. I mean, he said the women, they'd have their buns on the back of their hair. They'd have their sleeves down to here, no makeup. And they, you know, once someone caught him drinking a Coke in the drugstore, and they said, Brother Glass, like it was an unpardonable sin. But he said they had the longest tongues. You didn't need a telephone. It would be around town in a few minutes in terms of gossip. You see, you can't make yourself holy by those external regulations. It's by the love of God that we have in our hearts that we don't want to sin against the Lord. We want to be like Jesus. And it's not external restraints, but it's the grace of God. And then you have another extreme in the body of Christ where it's into license. Oh, well, I can do that. And it's shocking today how many think they can live any way they want to. They can walk in adultery or live together without being married. They can do all manner of things and just say, well, you know, grace is going to cover it. I'm fine. You know, God's grace, we're called to liberty. No, beloved, if we are sinning willfully, that is license. And Paul speaks very strongly against that. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What? Who are we're not walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you say, well, Sister Glass, don't you know some traces? You know, it just says there is no condemnation of those in Christ Jesus. Well, all right, if you want to tick off that last phrase, but read the rest of that chapter, which in context talks about that very thing, that we have to walk after the Spirit. Beloved, we have to perfect holiness in the fear of God. The entire New Testament talks about a righteousness that God has given to his people and that we walk out that way. We don't want to crucify the Son of God afresh. You know, if we, Paul speaks, he's got very strong words, if we willfully choose a lifestyle of sin. Now, I'm not talking, when we fall, when we make an error, when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. But I'm talking about a lifestyle that says, you know, I can do what I want. You know, our pastor says she had a situation where a brother came to her and said, you know, I'm going to go out and have an affair because, you know, when I'm done, I can just go back and repent and the grace of God will cover me. Well, beloved, that's a very dangerous ground to walk on. So if there's anyone listening and you're not where you should be in the Lord, I pray that you hear what the word of the Lord and what I'm sharing with you, and that you will turn back to the Lord, because he will give you the strength. No matter what that besetting sin is, he will give you the strength and the ability to persevere, to be strong in the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is, again, just flowing, and I want to share some important passages in 1 Peter. We'll start there tomorrow. But for now, I want to bring this broadcast to a close. And if you're having areas in your life where the enemy is attacking, as I said earlier this week, the enemy's not going to attack your strong areas. It's going to be where you're weak, where you're wounded, where you're vulnerable. He's not a gentleman. And that's the areas that need to be healed in our lives, so we don't fall prey to the weakness of the flesh, so that we can allow the grace of God to be active in our lives and to walk in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give us a strength that we don't have in ourselves. Beloved, it's there for you. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, if you would like further ministry, I will confirm receipt. I will pray for you. But there's a blessing through the ministry of correspondence. Your name and address is never shared. We never, God forbid, as some ministries do, sell the mailing list. We don't do that. It's a very personal relationship, a sacred trust between you, the Lord, and myself. I love you. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,